Gleanings from the Psalms. Chapter 6. Psalm 2, The Enthronement of Christ. A minister speaking at a large gathering of ministers and Christian workers recently said that the work of the free churches was nothing else than to enthrone the Lord Christ. This is a very common statement. The idea that they have to place Christ on his throne seems to have quite taken possession of the large number of Christian workers, and it is this idea that is leading them to seek a controlling influence in politics. But no graver mistake could be made. God says, "Yet have I set my king upon my holy hill of Zion." And this he does, not by the help of man, but in spite of the opposition of kings and rulers. Yes, Christ shall yet be king over all the earth. Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end, upon the throne of David, and upon his kingdom, to order it, and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth, even forever. But mark this fact. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. God asks no help of man to make Christ king. He will be king whether they wish it or not. All he asks of any man or of all men is to acknowledge him as ruler and to submit to him.